Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're here one more day with my lovely daughter, Rachel, who's been with us all week long. Rachel's my youngest. She's 24 years old, and she currently is working and living in Minneapolis. She works for the Minnesota Catholic Conference. We've been talking mostly this week about living in the Lord, how to live in the Lord more effectively, how to let the Word of God be able to do its work in us. How do we surrender to the grace of the presence of the power of the Spirit in our lives to be able to come into a fresh, new spiritual way of thinking with a renewed mind? And we're looking at talking about how living in the Spirit and abiding in God's Word leads us to wanting to share this wonderful truth of Christ with others. So Rach is going to share some of her thoughts with us on that. Welcome back, Rach.
Yeah, thanks.
So, your thoughts. I'm interested in knowing really how the Lord is sending you these days. You know, you're 24 years old. You're in the millennial generation. I think you are, right? 24? You're still a millennial. Yep, you're a millennial. And there's a lot of ink spilt about what the millennials are doing and not doing in the church. And so, what is it that you're seeing among you and your friends in the Twin Cities? What's happening among them as disciples and life in the church and the rest of it?
Yeah, well, there's a lot happening, and I think, as you're saying, there's a lot of ink spilled, so I think we hear mostly the negative things, but I think in a lot of places in America, you know, of course here in Ann Arbor, a lot of places we see pockets of young people, young millennials even, who are alive in their faith and who are walking in the Spirit. You know, as we've been talking about Scripture, particularly in talking about the Word of God and living in the Word of God, something even in the past year of my life that's opened up for me and I think for my friends and the people that I live with and that I run with is a particularity of mission, not just that we're sent generally, that we're sent out, but that we all have a particular call and purpose and destiny in the Lord. And that's not like weird self-help talk, that's actually very, very Catholic language, and that's a very Catholic way to live. So I think there's a lot of different things that we've been doing all from as a corporate body. You know, I'm a part of a young adult group with about 150 young adults that, you know, I think to us, the things that we do seem normal, but I guess to most people would seem countercultural. We meet together one Saturday a month to pray and hear a talk and eat together, break bread together. And then we each have small groups that we're in that we meet twice a month. We have pastoral leaders that are walking with us. So I'm in a group that's a little bit more structured. But then I also have a smaller community of friends that I run with that I think we've really been meditating and trying to step into this idea of just even the women in my house. I live in a little household with four other women, of what would it look like for us and for the world if we actually started living, you know, what we would call something like kingdom principles, if we actually started living according to the kingdom of God on earth. So that's kind of just a thing that we've been stepping into and meditating on just in our own lives. So you don't have to be in a big, big group to start doing some of this stuff.
Well, what does that look like?
Sure.
Describing.
Well, I think we're trying to pray through that and figure that out because everyone has different jobs. And I think when people hear something like that, it's like, well, I can't go into ministry or I can't quit. I think especially the millennial generation, we're all about, you know, we have social media and all these things and it's all about starting something new sometimes, you know? So it's like, okay, well, how can I live for God? Okay, I'm going to start something new. I'm going to start a new ministry. I'm going to start this thing. I'm going to get a brand and I'm going to go for it. You know, it's kind of this different like packaged Christianity kind of that if you're not seeing it on social media, you're not doing it type thing. And so not that kind of thing, you know, not the thing of what can we do that people see, but really what does it mean? What does heaven look like? What are the principles of how the kingdom of heaven functions? You know, and you really see that laid out in the Beatitudes in the Gospel of Matthew. How does the kingdom of heaven function and how can we implement that in our own lives? And so I think just to hone in on one particular principle that I've been praying and meditating on is, we talked about it a little bit, but what we have access to in the Spirit through Christ and how I live that in my life. So to take particular two verses. One, Jesus, you know, he's on earth. He walks and talks with his disciples. He heals the sick. He literally raises people from the dead. He does all these miracles. And then before he leaves, before he ascends into heaven, he looks at his disciples and says, "You will do greater things than these." Mm-hmm. You know, that actually what you'll have access to, you'll do greater things than these. Or looking to St. Paul, who says, "The same power that raised Jesus from the dead lives in you." So then looking at what do I do every day in my own life, from getting up to eating breakfast to interacting with my roommates to going to work, what does it look like in my day for the same power that raised Jesus from the dead to live in me and be active in me through my life and through my practical tasks? Or what does it mean for Jesus to say, you will do greater things than me? Do I trust? Do I have radical faith in that?
So is this the kind of thing you, as a house of women, of your friends, guys and gals, talk about? Like how to answer those questions?
Yeah, totally. It's really nice. We live just on the other side of the river in Minneapolis, and we have actually a group of our guy friends that live just like a 5-minute walk from us. And so we consistently, actually this summer, we really started to build greater relationship with them. And I, in kind of the midst of the crisis, I had just an experience of a handful of weeks where the only thing I could do for any source of comfort was to pray the rosary during the crisis. And so I was like, why don't we just pray it together? So we started just meeting and having a little bonfire and then praying the rosary, or whoever's house was hosting it would decide how we were going to pray. And that kind of turned into having little spontaneous prayer meetings or things like that, where we were praying together and saying, how can we build up our friend group? But it just became a really natural way for guys and girls to be in relationship, but to also talk about some of these things. And that kind of, that morphed into, for us, a really specific thing for us that we do is talking more about with the people in our lives. I became really convicted, whether it's the women I live with or my guy friends that live close to me or the people I work with, that I actually didn't really know what their goals were. Or I had the question that I said, I didn't, with the women I live with the person that sleeps in the same room as me, I was like, I don't know what you would do if you had no barriers, like if you had no student debt, if you didn't have any of these things. And I actually also don't know what you think the Lord has gifted you with, like what are gifts and talents that you believe that you have that are ways that you reveal the heart of God. And so I was really convicted by that, saying, if there are people in my life that I don't know what those things are for them, how can I pray for them? How can I champion them? How can we actually be a cohesive body of people who are moving forward and practically building the kingdom of God together? So we started talking about answering these questions, you know, which seems like, oh, that's really far out there ideas, but they're actually really fruitful conversations to just sit down with someone and say, what would you do if you had no barriers on you? And that's not weird or against the will of God, or, you know, out of the realm of, you know, what Catholics should be thinking about. It's exactly what we should be thinking about.
Yeah. Describe for me one time that you like do whiteboards together and things of that nature.
Sure.
Like, what is that all about?
Yeah. So, I mean, I as I said before on this program, I'm a huge ideas person. I love to talk through ideas and just am kind of a dreamer in that sense. I love to just dream about things that are not super practical. And I became really convicted about God just saying, stop putting me in a box, you know, in my life and the lives of the people around me, that I was really putting the Lord in a box of saying, this is how you work and this is how you're going to work. And so part of that was a freedom to think about things that were impractical and a freedom to dream about actually what God wanted to do with me. Because for each and every one of us, there's a purpose that God has for me, for a way that I'm going to reveal God's heart to the world that actually nobody else can. Or for you, that even if I did every single thing that you did exactly how you do it, I still wouldn't be able to reveal to the world what God desires to reveal through you, right? Or you wouldn't be able to do that for me. So just thinking about that, we started bringing like some whiteboard, people started bringing big whiteboards home from their work. We started ordering some. And it just happened spontaneously one night, and then we started to do it consistently, and we just sat down with the whiteboard and started with, okay, the person, you set aside a couple hours for the person that's doing what now we call like a whiteboarding session, you know, and it's really fun, but you set out a couple hours for it. And you start with the person, you know, they write their name at the top, and then it says, what are your goals? And they write down their goals, and it could be super minute, like I need to start getting up earlier in the morning, you know, mm-hmm. or, you know, one of my goals on there was get everybody to heaven. So it could be that, it could be that general or that specific, right? And so basically whatever's on your mind, what are your goals? Write them down. And as you're going through this process and writing them down, the other people, a group of people that we trust, for us, it was our roommates together, That you trust and that you feel like you can be vulnerable with, they're asking questions. You know, why do you want that? What specifically about that particular thing do you think is going to make you walk more in the will of God? Or, you know, asking different questions. Then the second thing you ask is, what are the roadblocks? What are your roadblocks to those goals? Okay, well, if I can't get up in the morning, one of my roadblocks was laziness, right? Of being lazy and undisciplined, you know? So, or it's really things like being afraid to be vulnerable, you know, things like that, and really going there with people. The third one was, what does that mean for your relationship with God? Fourth, what does that mean for your relationship with others? So to be with others that you're in relationship with and saying, hey, I really want to be able to get up earlier, taking this practical goal that we made, I want to get up earlier to pray, but as I identified, a roadblock is that I'm lazy. So what that means in my relationship with the people in my life is I need you guys to really be hard on me about getting my butt out of bed in the morning, you know? So it can be practical like that, you know? And then the next one was, what are your favorite attributes about God? So what are the things that you love about God that you feel like are expressed in your relationship with him? And then finally, in what ways do you think that you reveal God's heart to the world? So through your gifts and talents, what ways do you think, whether it's through your personality, or you, maybe you're really generous or a good servant or things like that. And that kind of people chime in more on those parts and they say, I think you're this, I think you're that. And then you take time to pray over that person. And then we just take a time to worship together and give it back to the Lord. And it seems so simple, but this exercise, it has unlocked in me, or even talking to other people about it, it gives people permission, right? It's been giving people permission to really walk in the Lord and say, I think a lot of us walking, we're just trying to get through the day. And we don't think God has this amazing plan and this amazing destiny for my life. And he actually wants me to dream with him.
Yeah. And to walk in that purpose and that dream. So
yeah.
As you're talking, I'm thinking of two things, intentionality. Mm-hmm. You know, the Pope Francis coined the phrase intentional disciples, mm-hmm. intentional discipleship.
Sure.
There's an intentionality to what you're exercising in that mm-hmm. moment. Just one concrete way to do it,
right.
to say we are followers and learners mm-hmm. of Jesus and the
sure.
way of life of Jesus as mm-hmm. disciples. Are we doing it? And
yeah.
here's a tool that can help us, all of us in our household
yeah.
together, just get after yeah. it and talk about it.
And we keep yeah. them out. We keep the boards out and we see them and... Or we'll go up, back up and say, what was that practical thing that you wanted to do? And then we'll run up and look at Mary's board or my board to be able to see them. And it seems like kind of a random thing to do. It's like, okay, well, that's cool, or that's like goal building or whatever. But it's actually a really practical way to, as you're saying, be intentional and to step forward in faith. And for me, it's been something really out of the box. And so to say, how is God calling me to step out of the box and how I think he works, you know?
Rach, if there's a young adult or anybody listening to the program that would like to talk to you more about what you're doing in your life, you also speak. You speak at parishes. You
sure.
give retreats. Speak
mm-hmm.
at conferences. How can people reach you?
Yeah, well, I'm inclined to give out my phone number, but I don't
do that. Your
idea.
Email? Yeah.
Yeah, you can reach me at my email, which is rherbeck, herbeck94@gmail.com. That's the best email to reach me at. So feel free to shoot me an email if you have any questions or you want to talk more, or you want us to come do a whiteboard session with you,
yeah.
we'll be happy to.
So rherbeck94@gmail.com. Well, it's been a great week together. Thanks for being here, Rach. Really appreciate mm-hmm. it. It was kind of God's providence. You just happened to be home and that we could work this out together. So I know, like, in your life and the life of so many young people, hopefully some of you are listening to the program know that you are called personally by Christ, chosen and destined, set apart by him to engage in his full life and ministry as an heir, as a son and daughter of God, to be able to walk in his glory, to walk through trials and difficulties, but to also let it lead you to glory in Christ. God bless you. Have a great weekend.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you Peter Burak's new booklet, The Game Changer, in which he talks to us very clearly about the role of the Holy Spirit in our lives, especially to empower us to engage the mission of the church. That's a calling that's there for all the baptized. If you'd like this free booklet, you could call us at 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE. You can also listen to our past episodes or subscribe to our podcast. God bless you.